You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. I am joined live from the visitor's dugout at Progressive Field by Ole Beck, Jason Beck. Ole Beck, as he is known to former manager Jim Leland, who's in the house tonight, Beck. Good to see the man.
Yeah, the long sleeve white dress shirt and college spring break type shorts is kind of a weird combination, but Jim seems to pull it off. He kind of has that combination. I'm working as a consultant and I'm still on vacation look nailed down.
Yeah. Ole Beck, what did you think of Justin Verlander's second start since coming back from the triceps issue? Obviously, the numbers aren't where you want them to be, but Tigers seem content with the stuff itself.
Yeah, I mean, from a health standpoint, the fact that he could go into the one teens, his second start back, yeah. I think to me was kind of surprising. You know, he kept up his strength relatively well, which is what you wanted to see. I mean, granted, it was kind of a different type of game for him in that, you know, he had the, other than the long ball, he didn't have a whole ton of damage until late. It is kind of a caveat there when you're making that start at Yankee Stadium and you've got the right field dimensions.
Yeah.
That said, he was able to use all his stuff. He paid for the stuff they didn't necessarily locate well. To me, it was a mixed blessing. There was some stuff that you like to see out of him, but overall, you know, I'm sure his stuff wasn't quite where he wanted it to be. He's going to have to work on getting the stuff down. The breaking ball, I think, is a big thing for him. But when he's got the breaking ball sharp and he can mix it with the fastball in the sequences he wants, I think it's an effective combination. I don't think it's there yet. You'd like to think it should be able to get there in time, but he's got to be able to spot the fastball to really make it effective. To me, it's fastball location as much or more than velocity to set up the breaking ball.
On the subject of the rotation sticking there, Anibal Sanchez, we talked earlier in the year, he was having troubles basically keeping the ball in the ballpark was his biggest trouble, but over his last five outings, 3-2 record, but a 2.15 ERA, 29 strikeouts and 10 walks, and that's in 37 2/3 innings. So what have you seen from him as far as turning it around?
I think overall the command's just way better than it was. He's not leaving quite so many pitches up. His secondary stuff is good enough now where he's forcing hitters to look at the fastball and to have to try to hit it, where they were shrugging that off with pretty good regularity for most of the year. But more than anything, he's putting himself in counts where, you know, he can throw pitches at any time in any count, whereas it seemed like for a good stretch there, he's finding himself behind. And, you know, guys were able to really hit their pitches. They were waiting him out and being able to benefit from it. Whereas when Sanchez is where he wants to be and where he succeeds is that he puts himself in counts where you don't know what's coming, and everything looks very similar out of the hand.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of what kind of movement he gets on those pitches. When he's that way, he's very hard for guys to hit. And I think you've seen more of that the last few starts. It's still not quite where I think he wants it to be. It's not quite as good as where we've seen it from him over the last few years. But it's in a more workable spot than he had been for most of the season.
What does it mean, this club, have Victor Martinez back? He came back over the weekend in New York. Obviously lengthens that lineup quite a bit. We have to see where he's at from a physical standpoint as the grind endures here, but so far so good, it seems.
Yeah, I think having that veteran presence in the cleanup spot makes a huge presence for these guys. Not that Cespedes isn't that type of guy, because I think Cespedes did a very underrated job filling that cleanup spot while Cabrera was gone. But when you can move Cespedes down to 5, then you can move JD Martinez down to 6. Like you said, you stretch out that order, plus you give yourself a little bit more leeway with how you play the rest of the lineup. I don't think it's necessarily a coincidence that you get Ricky Martinez back and you get a little bit more leeway for Brad Ausmus to sit Nick Castellanos for a spell, get Andrew Romine in there at third, maybe able to play around a little bit there, kind of go with some guys in that bomb third order in different combinations. He was able to play Brian Holiday, I think, twice in 3 days there in New York over McCann. Be able to get some guys some rest from that standpoint. It gives you some flexibility to not have to rely on some of the regulars as much to give you run production more than what you're used to having them capable of doing.
Well, Beck, what do you make of this third base situation with Castellanos? Has had a couple days off here, and it's hard not to notice Machado, the kid Machado, switching over to third base in the minors. What do you make of the future of that position in the near term here?
I mean, that's been the thing I've raised with people, you know, really for weeks now, is that, you know, you get fans asking when they're going to sit Castellanos down and what they're going to do. And the question to me still is, well, who do you have to play in this place? You know, the guys that you're looking at third base are more utility infield types than third base types. They don't have really that young or old third baseman in the system that you would really look at as the type of guy who's capable of filling that spot for any stretch of time.
Right.
They're different types of hitters. They're not necessarily everyday type hitters, although you're getting a good stretch of play right now for Romine, and I think Brad wants to take advantage of that while he's got it, but to count on that for more than a few days on a time, to count on that for weeks necessarily, would be a stretch. And I think that's something that you're going to get to a point here this summer where you have to decide whether Castellanos is a guy you lean on past the trade deadline and into the stretch run, or if you have to start looking at options and alternatives and how you go about doing that. It's not a deep third base market, or it's not shaping up to be that unless something unexpected happens. So how much are you willing to give up to explore third base if that's the way you want to go? Is it worth the price you're going to have to pay to bring in a third baseman? And if you do bring in a third baseman, what does that mean for your commitment to Nick Castellanos long term?
Yeah.
You know, because this is a guy that you really, beyond third base, is kind of like the face of this organization trying to work in young players. If you do a position change in mid-season, what does that mean for that movement long term? Because I think at some point or another, you're going to have to look at what you're going to do as far as working in young talent. Is Nick going to be part of that young talent or not? And how does his sophomore struggles affect him? So I think it's, for a lot of reasons, it goes beyond simply the playing the hot hand, trying to win everything now. I think there's an organizational movement here that I think has to be reviewed if they're going to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be a fascinating team again at the deadline, as they are every year. We know Dave Dombrowski pulls no punches when it comes to plugging holes, so that'll be one to watch. The only thing, Aramis Ramirez. I'm trying to think who else might even be in the third base market.
I think in Tigers fans' dream world, you know, Frazier would be on the block from Cincinnati. But
yeah.
I think in a lot of other contending teams' dream worlds, a lot of players from Cincinnati would be on the block. And so far, there's no indication that that's happening.
Right.
Other than scouts looking at the Reds.
Right.
And the Reds having scouts looking at other teams' minor league squads.
Yeah.
Until we get into the nitty-gritty. And I know the reputation with Walt Jocketty is that he's a guy who waits teams out and waits to see what's out there for, and also waits to see if he can. There's enough interest to use teams against one another.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's going to necessarily be happening in the next couple of weeks. I think this is something where, you know, whether it's, you know, a Frazier or a Chapman who's been mentioned as a possible bullpen fix here for.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever role you're looking at there, or for even a Cueto.
I was going to say, do a buy two, get one free. How about Frazier, Chapman, Cueto? Who else can they rob from the Reds?
That's... Well, it's like people look at, you know, well, can Machado be part of the package? You know, somebody asked me that about that the other day. Can Machado be part of the package to get, you know, a guy like Frazier or somebody else? It's like, well, you traded your last shortstop for the future to Cincinnati in the Alfredo Simon deal. So it's, you know, how many Tiger shortstops of the future are they going to want?
Yeah, it's a big question. It's a substantive question where the Tigers are concerned, and we're getting into that thick of that trade talk here as it progresses this summer. And Jason Beck, old Beck, will be all over it for MLB.com, so always check out his work, and thanks for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.